You are Locked On Rockies, your daily Colorado Rockies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Lock On Rockies fans, welcome into the Locked On Rockies podcast for today, the 27th day of September, the final Monday of the 2021 season for the Colorado Rockies. Wish it wasn't true, folks, but unfortunately, the finish line is here. But nevertheless, we're going to have a great week breaking things down. We'll be active all postseason long with Locked On Rockies. I'll be here talking Rockies, following the Rockies. A lot of interesting things to cover. A lot of great things to talk about today. And a lot of questions that I still have kind of pertaining to some of the stories and threads that I heard from or I read on Twitter today. And I'll make sure we take the appropriate grain of salt that we need to with those. But I think there's a conversation worth having after seeing some of the conversations and things that I heard. And again, it does going to take a little bit of research on your own. And again, just a little bit of speculation, kind of more of just my general thoughts if some things happen. But I wanted to thank you for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. And remember, Locked On Rockies is free and available on all platforms and hopefully soon YouTube. There is talks to be having Locked On Rockies join the Locked On ranks on YouTube. So that will be pretty cool to check out there as well. And hey, if you want to follow along with all of the other the major men's sports, the four major men's sports here, the Locked On Broncos podcast is a great one for your Broncos content. Locked On Nuggets and Locked On Abs are going to be bringing you all sorts of great stuff. In addition to all the great stuff they brought you all offseason, they're going to be bringing you all sorts of great stuff during the season as well. So if you're curious about those podcasts, go ahead and check them out as the Rockies transition into the offseason. But hey, in the meantime, let's talk about the Rockies. Let's talk about this weekend. Let's talk about the celebration of Larry Walker. Let's talk about the experience of this weekend that I saw from some people, and let's talk about the series and the games as well, and what we take back take from those. And first, let's start with a weekend of celebration. I mean, Larry Walker was honored in what looked to be a great ceremony. It was running a little late, however, blah blah blah. It happens all the time with ceremonies. What I love. Not only do I love to see the 33 up there right next to the 17 and the 2007 NL Championship pennant. Love that gold ring. That gold ring around with the Hall of Fame on Larry Walker's retired number up there is incredible. It's a great honor. Larry looked great. He had a huge smile on his face. The video that they made for Larry was awesome. We talked a lot about this during the Hall of Fame induction week, but Larry Walker is such a great it's such a great representation of what I love about the Rockies, my favorite players of the Rockies, and what the organization and things have stand for, or at least their identity in terms of on the field play. I don't necessarily think Larry Walker always lines up with the way of the front office, maybe in some ways, in a carefree type of attitude. But boy, it looked great. It looked fun. The field looked great with all the stuff. It was great, the crowds that were there. I mean, surprisingly, even with the Broncos home opener, the Rockies drew really great crowds over Larry Walker weekend. I'm really bummed I didn't get the bobblehead. It really made me realize, since I moved away from Colorado and went on my way, so to speak, I've missed a lot of moments of Rockies baseball in the last few years, and a lot of big things at Coors Field, and that's one of the ones I'm really bummed by. I really wish I could have made it to that game. Really wish I could have seen the celebration of Larry Walker this weekend. I don't know if for those who might be just tuning in on a more recent basis, he's my first favorite athlete ever, first favorite Rocky, inspired me to play the game. I had a red bat. I was nicknamed Larry Talker. I wear 33 all the time. It's my favorite number, and it's all thanks to Larry Walker. And again, great. It seems like there was a lot of great celebrations or parts of the celebration, but then there was kind of a undertone of Rocky elements to it. The Rockies, for example, the shutting down the plaque after 45 minutes with lack of communication with people. And The thing, honestly, that kind of bothered me the most is, one, let me rewind a little bit. I've heard about food running out at Coors Field. Like, this all reflects on stuff at the top. This all reflects on a lack of organization. This is a big weekend. You knew people were going to be here. You knew this was going to draw the attendance. How are you not prepared for this? I'm not blaming the vendors. I'm not blaming the delivery drivers. This is a plan that you have to take into place. I mean, you knew that you were going to have 40,000 plus people here. I mean, the Rockies are irrelevant, but the Rockies drew 41,000 on Friday against in a 7-2 loss to San Francisco. They drew 45,000 on the day of celebrating Larry Walker in a 7-2 loss to San Francisco, and they drew 31,000 in a 6-2 loss in San Francisco. You have to be prepared for this. You have to make the options. You have to take extra preparedness to make sure that you're ensuring a great experience to celebrate this player that gave so much to you and the fans. And then on top of it, to not allow yourself, the owner, to be introduced. And again, I wasn't there. This is stuff I haven't seen video, and this is just if these were the case. I know the 45-minute wait and shutting down the access to Larry Walker's plaque was real, because I saw pictures. I saw lots of that. I know that happened. But to hide on this big stage, to go to speak after Larry Walker, to not go on and actually get yourself introduced because you're scared of being booed. There is no spine there. There is no accountability there. That is why I don't like this front office. That is why I don't have confidence in the team. It is not because of the players and the performance on the field. I think the Rockies do have pieces, but the mindset, the things that this front office do and go through is frustrating. I saw from too many people speculating on this about Dick Monfort not being introduced, to think that it just was one person saying something. I just don't get it. I just really, really don't get it. It's something, why would he not want to be part of the celebration? Just because he's scared of being introduced? I just... There's no confidence there. There's no accountability there. And especially, I'm reading Twitter threads. These are multiple people reporting that they were there in the crowd and he was not introduced. This is just not. What type of message does that send? Especially when there was, an ad for the Broadmoor when he was giving away gifts and they aired a 30-second ad on the Broadmoor. I mean, Of course, that stuff happened on a big celebration of a Rockies player. They had to throw an ad in. They didn't want Dick to take any, you know. Oh, he probably is in his mindset. It was like, oh, I don't want to take any of the attention off of Larry Walker. But you're part of the team. You run the team. You make the calls. At the end of the day, the buck stops with you. And then there's, you know, of all these reports of things that went wrong. That just doesn't inspire me as a leader, and especially on a day that was supposed to be nothing but happiness. I mean, you bring the Giants, you knew what was going to happen on the field most likely. I mean, the Giants are really good. But Dick Monfort is not allowed to not be held accountable for offseason, and he's not allowed to skate by on a season that went better than projections, but isn't even close to good enough to sniff a playoff appearance. He is also accountable for his staff, for his stadium running out of things for people and not properly preparing for a celebration. Was it a good ceremony? Was Larry properly honored? Yes. Larry Walker was the star of the show. We got a lot of great Larry stuff. We got the ring and the number retired. Looks great. It looks perfect up there. Larry gave a great speech. The guy's out. That's just why you love Larry Walker. Because Larry Walker comes up and says, we're all wearing this hat in the Hall of Fame now. We are all celebrating this together as a thing. Whereas Dick Monfort used it as a way to put a Broadmoor ad in to avoid getting booed because he doesn't want to take his responsibility, his piece of the responsibility. Maybe I'm just using this as an excuse to rant elsewhere. But again, how do you expect a guy that doesn't want to be introduced and doesn't want to be held accountable multiple times throughout his career, avoids the media, avoids all this stuff, and just wants to be celebrated for opening new apartments and bringing a bunch of people into Coors Field, going into this offseason with no GM, with losing another key cornerstone franchise player? That just makes me a little bit more infuriated, and it just makes me a little bit more infuriated to kind of just buy in and to just pass all of the bad that did happen this year under the rug. The Rockies still are in a situation where they need strong leadership, and it is not coming from Dick Monfort. It hasn't, and I don't think it will. Hopefully the money comes from Dick Monfort this offseason and the team actually does something, but until then, I will not hold my breath, folks. But I don't know. Sorry to get too fired up there, but I didn't want to go too negative. It was great. At the end of the day, I will say that Larry Walker did get a good celebration and was honored for this. I mean, there's just a lot of things that it just sucks. I mean, it just sucks. I just don't really want to do that. I just don't want to give him any form of slack. All right. Changing gears a little bit here and getting more into the on the field stuff. But thanks again for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. Like I said, we're going to dive into the actual performance of the team on the field. What we learned, I mean, and what we can take from this series against San Francisco, as the Rockies have now lost four in a row. But before I dive into that, I got to get into letting you know about some of our great sponsors, including DirecTV Stream. Does this sound familiar? You've got one device that lets you catch the game live, another that lets you stream your favorite shows, you're watching sports highlights on your phone, and you've got your neighbor's best friend's login for the good stuff. Well, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all that entertainment you love without the hassle, and a great way to finally get your TV together. It's called DirecTV Stream, and it brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. That means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device ever again. And the best part? There's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible device required. Content varies by package. Also, got to tell you about Upside. Hey, Rockies fans. Paul Holden with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. It's called Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code BASEBALL and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. It's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free using promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon back. Cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app and use promo code BASEBALL to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's baseball for 50 cents a gallon cash back at Get Upside. Speaking of baseball, the Rockies played some baseball this weekend and did not score a lot of runs. This is again, a prime example of why my focus has shifted to the woes of the offense. I used to think and still believe that the bullpen needs some beefing up. But again, I am buying more into that, that they're in a little more time that the younger arms can develop a better bullpen with some of the arms they have. But this Rockies offense simply needs to perform better. You cannot score six runs and be outscored. The Giants just absolutely hammered the Rockies all year long. It is just absolutely no question about it that the Rockies desperately need to look at what the Giants did to them at home this year, throughout this whole year. It hasn't been, it didn't, I know it felt like that this weekend in some way, but man, the games definitely had opportunities. They were able to get some runners on, but and especially in last night's game where it was close up until the top of the ninth inning, where the Rockies were able to win before Daniel Bard giving up the devastating long ball. As frustrating as it is, another blown Daniel Bard appearance. I'm disappointed in the offense in this series. I'm disappointed in the fact that this team goes from scoring four to five runs a game against LA, a great pitching staff, and only able to put up two. I don't know what the Giants were able to do against the Rockies in this series or this year, but they just were able to hit all of their pitchers. It just seemed like every time Brandon Belt or Crawford come up to the plate, especially at Coors Field, you just like go, here we go again. It's just, I don't know. That is something that there needs to be addressed in the offseason. That is a top priority. What is the offense going to look like minus Trevor Story, and what are you going to do to address making that better? Because if you lose Trevor Story, while his offensive numbers aren't what they normally are, what are we doing to replace that? That's still a key component. That's still someone we turn to as our 3-4-5 hitter all the time. I mean, I don't think he's ever batted fifth, but our 4-hole hitter for years now. And if that part of the line, if you're losing that piece of the lineup, and if you have down performances from Charlie Blackmon, this offense is it cannot simply just rely on CJ Cron and Elias Diaz. You shouldn't have to rely on just CJ Cron and Elias Diaz. When you look at this lineup, this Rockies lineup should be hitting better. But unfortunately, we need Raimel Tapia to hit a ball in the air. Because the five times he has hit a ball in the air this year, it's gone over the wall off elite pitching. Raimel is a threat, sure. But again, I as much as I love Raimel and I enjoyed his hot streak and I love this, it has been a slog for him for a long time now. His slump ever since the injury has come back. He has never been able to come back. And he just simply needs to hit the ball in the air. I don't know. I just don't know how many down offensive years you can have without wondering or reevaluating what's going on with the Rockies' approach to offense and generating runs and getting hits and their approach to things. It just hasn't worked. It just hasn't worked in a while. I just don't. This is, again, just a classic, just running in the muck. This is a team that the Rockies can't be bad on offense. It just won't work that way. Ugh. I didn't think I'd be this frustrated on a Monday, but again, I just get that sour taste in my mouth when a team that's better than you just comes in and wipes away all of the positive energy. I mean, can you really sit here and feel super great about the Rockies' home performance this year as much as we did, now that they aren't one of the best home teams in baseball, that divisional rivals have better home records than them in baseball, that the Rockies have not played that great at home of late? They've lost four in a row at home right now. It's gone. The Giants swept the Rockies in Colorado twice, outscoring them by wide margins, by multiple runs. The Rockies did not lose a single one-run game to the Giants in Coors Field or walk them off like they have had so much power to do. The Giants owned the Rockies all season long, and they've owned them the last two times they've been in Colorado. Because they hit. Because they hit home runs. Because every single person in that lineup is a threat, whereas the Rockies, that's just not the case. It hasn't been the case. We've had it's been a very kind of a unweighted scale that a lot of people have known for a long time. A lot of great hitters, even in successful times of Rockies, but they do fall off. This Rockies lineup needs to be able to hit consistently, and it needs to be able to hit top to bottom. It is important to do so. It is paramount to the success. This is the Rockies' rotation is too good right now. The Rockies have bullpen arms that have kept them in the game in the second half. A lot of arms that have been good. The Rockies simply cannot score 6 runs at home. That just cannot happen. The Rockies desperately need to get offensive life into this team. They need to. It's the only way that they can get. It is paramount to get back to contention. This team has to hit, and they have to hit well, because the pitching is good, if not great, in some areas now. But you're never going to be able to fully rely on just pitching when you have to deal with the elements of home and the elements of playing in other ballparks. You have to be able to go in to places that are tough to hit as well and hit. The Rockies need to be an offense-minded team. I mean, you can't neglect everything, and we don't need to put it all into offense like we used to in the Rockies approach. We can. There is success to pitching here. Right now, there's not offensive success. And how do they fix that? How are they going to address that? Well, again, we'll see. We'll see what the GM-less or Bill Schmidt-led Rockies will do against, or in the offseason, against the offseason. Kind of feels like that, the Rockies versus the offseason. But, folks, got to tell you about more of our great sponsors here before we look ahead to the Washington game tonight and a little bit to the final series and just kind of get ready to reflect a little bit on this Rocky season in terms of what we'll talk about over the week. And I'm going to do a quick little Google about this Atlanta Rockies game. And if they need to make it up, because that is a weird situation. That is a weird, I don't know. I guess there hasn't been anything too new on that yet. But, I mean, the Braves, they're still in that interesting playoff race. Anyway, I want to tell you about the best-tasting protein bar ever, and that is Built Bar. Built Bar has so many delicious flavors. There's something for everyone, I promise you. I guarantee you, you'll find one of your favorites out there. The coconut, the cherry barcia, the raspberry, the mint brownie, the double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, and German chocolate. My favorite flavor, if it's got chocolate in it, I love it. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get the mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, they are healthy too. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Yes, that's right, only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today, get your favorites like the mint brownie, the salted caramel, the strawberry, the cookies and cream, and you can get a great, great deal on your order at Built.com with the promo code LOCK15. Go to Built.com and use promo code LOCK15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. Promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. The Rockies' homestand is not done yet. They can make it. They can wash away a little bit of the bad taste here as a bad team is coming into town. The Washington Nationals are coming in for a 3-game set to close out the season at Coors Field, and before the Rockies head on to Arizona to close out the season over the weekend. Roman Marquez, Kyle Freeland, Peter Lambert on the bump for the Rockies in this set. Great to see Lambert come back. I think he's got some good potential. The Rockies clearly love what they have in him there. He goes three and two-thirds, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs off of the home runs there, a couple of strikeouts. They kept him on that real limited pitch count there on Friday. But I'm excited to see what Lambert can do. Give him a couple of starts. I knew the Rockies really wanted to get him up at the big league level here after he recovered from his injury, at least whenever they could this year. So it'll be good for him to get yet another start, maybe a little bit higher on that pitch count for him. But they don't want to do too much, I am sure. We got Roman Marquez on the bump tonight. He's looking to have a good little finish up the season. He wants to kind of go a little bit deeper into games and get himself a little bit right against the Nationals, who really roughed him up the last time That they saw him, 8 hits for 6 runs, 6 of them earned, a strikeout, walks. That's been the big thing with Dermon in that Dodgers game were the walks. Looking for Dermon to get himself back on track and get him back to that all-star form that we know and have him finish up the year real strong. The Rockies going up against Josiah Gray of the Nationals tonight. He's 1-0. On the road this year in his last start. 6 innings pitched, 6 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned, and 8 strikeouts. So that strikeout potential is there. The Rockies need to make sure they avoid that because they are a team that can strike out. First pitch is at 6:40 tonight from Coors Field. I hope if you are going out, you enjoy it and soak up that that last 3 days at Coors Field as the Rockies' playoff hopes might be over. There's still tons of crazy, crazy stuff going on in the world of baseball. So be sure to follow along on all your favorite Locked On channels. And thanks for making Locked On Rockies your first listen every day. And we will be back with you tomorrow with I'm going to get a little sentimental throughout the week, a little bit of reflecting some of my favorite things on the Rockies series or season this year, what it's meant to me. It's been a very baseball heavy summer for me in a lot of ways, both personally and professionally, which has been great. Going to talk about, of course, what's going on the field with all sorts of great stuff in terms of the Rockies. Maybe it is great stuff. Maybe it's bad stuff. Maybe I'll get on my soapbox again and yell about the front office. Who knows? But anyway, thank you all so much for tuning in and checking out Locked On Rockies today. For your second listen, check out Locked On Broncos for your breakdown of yesterday's big win over the Jacksonville Jaguars and the loss of KJ Hamler. What does that mean for the Broncos? But for me, this is Paul Holden. We will be back with more Locked On Rockies all week long, so be sure to stay tuned for that. And until next time, this is Paul Holden saying so long from the Locked On Rockies podcast.